This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Turkey and Syria early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and killing more than 2,300 people in both countries, with hundreds more believed to be trapped under the rubble. The epicenter of the pre-dawn earthquake was near the Turkey-Syria border and was followed by a separate magnitude 7.5 earthquake about 100 kilometers north in the early afternoon. The deadly earthquake hit hard in areas that houses millions of Syrians already displaced by war. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Syria's Idlib province, the last remaining rebel-held stronghold, many of the displaced live in dire conditions in makeshift camps. In both government and opposition-controlled areas of northern Syria, buildings weakened by years of bombings were particularly vulnerable to this new shock. Carsten Hansen, director for the Middle East at the Norwegian Refugee Council, said in a statement that the earthquake will worsen the suffering of Syrians already struggling with a severe humanitarian crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan declared 7 days of national mourning for the nation where more than 1,000 people died and urged flags to fly at half-mast until February 12th. At UN headquarters in New York, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday presented his priorities for the year ahead. In a speech to the 193-member UN General Assembly, the UN chief cited the war in Ukraine, climate change, and poverty as the top three challenges facing the world body. On the subject of poverty, Guterres said the developing world is currently being left out.
Something is fundamentally wrong with our economic and financial system. The global financial architecture is at the heart of the problem. It should be the means through which globalization benefits all, yet it is failing. The global financial architecture does not need a simple evolution. It needs a radical transformation.
The UN Secretary General called for a new commitment to place the needs of developing countries at the center of every decision and mechanism of the global financial system. I'm Jeff Custer.